Welcome. Please be as comfortable as you can. Feeling into the word comfort. Come means with, and fort is strength. So maybe having support, feeling belonging to a greater whole. Softening and letting life be strong. Letting the body be held in the ground. And even a little comfortable, allowing what is uncomfortable to be uncomfortable. So we're not pretending or enforcing. Also the relief that we don't have to make everything the same flavor. Whatever is unsettling and unsettled is allowed to be so. And not all there is to. Welcome as if the ground is so happy you're here, beloved child of life. Weird and crazy organism. Made of aliveness and unique. Not needing to be different in order to be more here or more allowed. Feeling in this room how similar and how different we are, each one of us. And that's allowed, and that is. Incomparable, no compare possible. Can you get at all a sense of this fragrance of yourself? Immeasurably, just as you are. If you remember some animal or child or plant, tree or place, or moment, that you loved so much as it was, that dog, that tree. That field of light in the grass. Where for a moment you were free of the thinking of how it could be better or how it was better, but it just was good. Mind stoppingly. Adorable or wonderful or lovable, including all the ways of not being perfect, whatever that is. The shape of the head and ears or branches. And how about bringing a little of this to yourself? Not because you are a match for some idea of what is right, but for getting right. If it's hard for you to feel yourself to be as lovable, adorable, wonderful as that tree or field of light in the grass, maybe you could imagine yourself as a child. Or imagine someone who loves and respects you. Who just naturally, without effort, just effortlessly love pours respect, pours towards you. They know you have resources that you need. You have them. They appreciate the ways that you are weird. Or perhaps imagining yourself as if you're at the top of the room, seeing that human form full of willingness, so sincere. Such a beginner and so experienced. Broken and whole. Somewhere willing to find a way, maybe. To be a human being, to flower as a human being, to be at rest and let life come through this being human. In some parts of us, sincerely open, willing, and wishing to be in touch with the living quality or the sweetness or whatever is important and precious in this life. And if something can come to mind and heart and body about what is precious, what you have a cell response to of, oh, yes, please. I would love that living. A secret, perhaps innermost. Childlike, maybe, and ancient kind of knowing of what for you is important. What life tells you from inside. What lights you up secretly? What you would, if you could, live centered around and in. And really, spending time with this question can be worthwhile all day, all year. And also you can play with kind of a first guess, best guess, what is precious and important. A secret, innermost, open and obvious wish or current. Frequency or calling that you love, that you honor. That helps you. Fulfills. Reminds you or is the remembering of something like what you were before you had a name. So simple also. The so simple response to this question for now, what is precious, important, sweet, fulfillment, and what is a word and or image or memory that helps you reconnect with your wholeness, with that quality or calling. Finding your own words or image, vibration, and if possible, how does it feel in your body? perhaps even remembering how the breath was one time when you felt peace, or you felt lifted. Joyous. Settled. Ease. Wholeness. Freedom. Just being honest, finding our ways to be honest. Feeling your way in that whole haystack of thoughts, possibilities, feelings. What is the one quality good enough for now? That your mind and body respond to when you connect with that. And connecting with that in our own ways. If possible, feeling some texture in the body that may go with that. A sense of ground or lightness could be, or open, or a hug. A song, a bath, and enjoying being immersed, being in that. Like a kitten playing, not holding back, not for show. Not for somebody else's eyes or approval. And not even for our own approval. Just to accept the gift of loving what we love, that openness towards what is calling, what your cell's response is yes to, even if it's also scary. A little and a lot are both possible ways for this to happen. Feeling, if possible, the resonance, the quality, the texture, temperature. Of, let's say, peace. And feeling how it is in you when you have permission to respond to peace with yes. Permission to love peace. to open towards peace. Even if it's not present, to be open towards the qualities we remember in our own experience about peace. Or feeling loved, or feeling creative, whatever. A one best guess for now, I would suggest. When your mind turns kind of against you, maybe, and says this is avoidance of the difficult or whatever, comparing maybe in your mind to how you imagine other people are doing, and just pausing the movie and decoding what is happening. If there's a sense that other people are enjoying this and I'm not, maybe there could be an orientation around what does it feel like to enjoy. I would like to be enjoying my practice. Or we imagine other people have it easier. And we could hear that what we're saying is, we'd love some ease. And perhaps a moment of ease could somehow be slightly felt through memory. And given a little bit more and a little bit more space, even though it may seem so little sometimes. Feeling ease or peace or happiness or whatever in your own way, and feeling the permission, being allowed to be a follower and a lover of ease. To go against the current of the ego, allowing to be slightly in tune with another current, an inner gravity. Trusting what's in you, a response of yes to what we love or would love the most. When an inner voice says you're not doing it right, the decoding can be less obvious. What is really going on here? And so we could play with, if I thought and felt that I'm getting it right, how would that feel? What if I'm getting it right? Or what if there isn't a right? There's a good. This is good. Good enough. or perhaps reaching further back to the root of the critic, probably fear, and maybe a wish for safety. And we could play around with ways to directly wish to be safe and to experience and feel safety. Even in the traditional words of this practice of friendliness, using the mind to go against the usual currents, towards a natural flow, a quantum leap of difference, where friendliness could come naturally through us and to us. Where big mind is on our side, and there's room for all the small and contracted places too, in big mind, big heart. Even in the tradition, there are statements like, may I be safe and happy. Simple and revolutionary and allowed. And finding the experience as a feeling rather than just the word or idea of safety. Maybe released or playful, curious or spacious, whole. Smooth or heavy or light. May I be safe and live with ease. Or may I be safe and free. And giving time to tune into your image or memory or words and perhaps the feelings in the body, if possible, as much as possible, with feelings, textures, temperatures in the body of the qualities you're feeling towards. So kind of like maybe ringing a bell, you might say a word or a sentence and or tune into a memory or image and then kind of let it take place and time, like the sound waves of the bell, to be felt and enjoyed. Or perhaps to feel a relief of honesty. Finding your way. So even if there's a sense of, I don't believe it's possible, but I do wish for safety and freedom. There is a wish. May there be. Freedom and safety. Safety and ease. or if it's more helpful to name or picture the texture of the quality. If it feels like velvet or silk or a wind or a stream or honey. A hug or a bath. Snow or sunshine. A lake or a river. Whatever works for you. A best fit for now. Your own deeper intelligences allowed to play. Please. Perhaps imagining the energy of ease and safety, as if it's almost a substance that could spread through the cells, flow in the bloodstream and the breath, and the mind streams. Imagining yourself perhaps filling from within, like a spring in the belly, or below you, or in the back, or the chest, that radiates. The almost substance of this quality that you love. That you honor. A little bit like a radio signal from deep inside, secret spring. A secret signal that radiates. Permission for all the cells, all the aspects of our being to, if they wish, if they choose, to become receptive to that signal that radiates. The texture of peace. The cells becoming cups to receive. The corners of mind allowed to and not forced to receive, to become receptors of this radio signal of how peace feels in your body, in your mind. May there be safety and peace in all my cells, all the corners of my past, present, and future being. Why not? Letting it gently fill in your imagination and felt experience in whatever little or big way possible today. Letting it fill and, if you wish, also radiate beyond where your body is on the ground. As far or as close as you wish. If it feels more vivid, more alive and enlivening to you, you can actually do the opposite and come in really close somewhere in the heart or a foot. And even to just allow the signal and the quality and the texture to fill and reach every part of your body, maybe starting with the toes, would be a good way of playing and giving the quality through you. Or radiating into the space around you. You could play with just including one or more people who happen to be nearer to you in the space without opening your eyes, knowing there's another body creating its own warmth just there. And those cells also might happily receive the signal, the texture, the silkiness, the ground. The immersion, the flow, the stillness. Whatever is your reality, your real experience. Or you could hold a sense of a space that's bigger than your body and just allow maybe creatures to come to mind. Maybe starting with what's really easy, a place or an animal or a person that it's really easy for you to love. And feeling what that does in your body and mind. the not trying and the tenderness and the power when love just comes pouring through us. Can play with in your felt imagination how far away from you works better to kind of place the person in your mind's landscape. Not assuming that you've got it wrong. If it feels better to have them farther away or closer or to the side or in front, behind. And after a while, could it be possible to allow that same kind of flow, so easy, relatively, whether through memory or very alive just now, could it be possible to allow some of that to come towards yourself? The same shape of the heart. The same flow, volume, and ease, and tenderness, and power towards this being of yourself. This sort of impossible task that we call oneself, just to be loved like that, even as a possibility for someday in the future. So you can play with expanding further, or you can play with leaving your mind space kind of specific and open, and who or what comes to mind. Whatever works better for you, something more specific or more kind of global, the whole space all around you getting bigger, maybe larger and larger enough to contain trees and people cooking, driving, ants underground and on trees, all these creatures. As far, as wide as you wish, as feels real to you, as would be fun for you. All these creatures with so many shapes, some with eyes, some without. Or if you prefer to stay more tuned into just people or people and animals, whatever works for you. What feels alive? What feels honest and real? And just as when we can feel a flow of love towards a creature, animal, plant, person, when it's easy, we're not demanding that that animal or plant or person be a certain way in order to deserve our love or our appreciation. Perhaps we can allow that kind of flow of love as a possibility, filling and radiating beyond you through the building and the landscape, as far and wide as is fun for you, or possible or real. Letting the love do its thing, not getting hung up on what's wrong. Flowing and offered widely without reason, without deserving. Aliveness showered on aliveness, flowing to and through, offering like the fragrance of a flowering tree in the evening. The joy in the free flow offering. The freedom. In the not bargaining. In the openness. In the generosity of life to and through you. In the last few minutes or so, you may wish to play with a sense of our earth as in its entirety, the whole thing, or maybe someone or some place or something specific has come that's very vivid and clear. Or maybe you're tired and just resting from the technique. What happens? Or just playing with the sense of as if love is like rain pattering on your back, coming up or coming across. To and through your mind and body, may there be peace and safety. Freedom and ease. Welcome. and the inner spring or radio signal of comfortableness or safety, ease, clarity, freedom, and how it feels, how it shines, resonates, gathers. Throughout your body and mind and the earth and its life and beyond. How about that for a little while? May there be ease and freedom in all places, in all circumstances, in all beings. May our practice and lives walk towards an awakening, a living with ease and freedom that matters for ourselves and our world, for the benefit of the whole. May there be peace. May there be peace, inner and outer.